Coming up on Saturday morning will be a first with my guest, Dr. Peter Sikorski from the East Main Medical Clinic. Located close to Highland Boulevard in Bozeman, East Main Medical provides quality urgent care at an affordable price. Dr. Pete will talk about his training, different services provided, his approach to health and healing, and the great staff who works with him.
It's Gesundheit with Jacobus.
Welcome to Gesundheit with Jacobus, Health Talk Radio, integrating allopathic and all-natural medicine one show at a time. Here is your host, Jacobus Hollewine.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program. It is a beautiful Saturday morning, kind of, how do I say it, not even windy. It is very comfortable outside. Looks like we're going to have a very nice warm temperature today, maybe another thunderstorm at the end, late afternoon. But today it is July 13, and I'm very happy to be with you. I hope you will have a nice weekend and a nice Saturday. This is the live show on Saturday morning, local, right here in Bozeman and in Paradise Valley as well. Gesundheit with Jacobus is a show where we talk about health, healing, and healthy lifestyles. We invite the experts, come on the program, talk about what they do for a living, their passions, their knowledge, maybe a book they have written, a passion that they have and that they want to share with all of us. I'm saying myself included. So I want to let you know, though, that as we talk about these types of topics, it's not the purpose to diagnose, treat, or cure. It's all about sharing information, giving you some education, hopefully a little entertainment, just information that is available to all of us these days through books, in the library, magazines that you can buy. Also, the internet, of course, is a great source for many people to find quick information. But it always recommend that when the show is done, that you see either the guest of the program in their own setting, the professional setting, or that you find somebody, a practitioner of your choice, to get the best information and help that you need in your life, in your quest for better health. So all in all, great to be with you. I really look forward to this program because I've never had this doctor on the show. We just came in. We had breakfast together. It was very nice. And let me tell you a little bit about him. Dr. Peter Sikorski, that is how I say it. Is that correct?
Correct.
Sikorski is the owner and provider at East Main Medical Clinic at 1104 East Main Street in Bozeman since October 2014. And so East Main, if you have that, you go east of town, you got the car wash on the left, and they're pretty much right across the street from that. He did go to medical school in Des Moines University in Iowa.
Correct.
Are you from that area?
No, I'm a New Yorker.
No way.
Don't hold that against me. The good part of New York.
Not yet.
Upstate.
Oh, okay. Good. And then family practice residency in St. Elizabeth Hospital in Youngstown, Ohio. He has been a board-certified family physician since 1999. Dr. Pete has been practicing medicine for 20 years and in the Gallatin Valley since 2002. His urgent care experience is greater than 17 years. Dr. Sikorski is a doctor of osteopathy, or a DO. A DO is a professional degree which has the equivalent rights, privileges, such as prescriptive ability, and responsibilities as a medical doctor. The difference between an MD and a DO is that a doctor in osteopathy training adds the study of hands-on manipulation of the musculoskeletal system. Very interesting. We'll talk about that. So if you'd like to get in touch with them, East Main Medical Clinic, the website is eastmainmedical.com, eastmainmedical.com. As I mentioned, the address is 1104 East Main Street, right here in Bozeman. The phone number is 406-587-3788, 587-3788. They have the open Monday through Thursday from 8 in the morning till 6, Friday and Saturday from 8 till 3. And they take all major credit cards and all kinds of insurances. So, Dr. Pete, welcome to the program.
Jeez, you pretty much told them everything I was going to
say. Yeah, I know. We can actually go back. We can pretty much go. That's it. Anything else? That was a long commercial there for
me. Well, that was pretty darn good. Hell, I didn't even have to explain what an osteopath is.
No. I still want you to explain it a little bit better because there is somehow this feeling that when you're a DO, you're just not an MD. And that means that you probably failed the exam or something. I always have this feeling that people say, well, a DO is just not a real doctor. And I go, are you kidding me? I mean, your training is probably more extensive or just as extensive as what a medical doctor had to go through. Explain to us how you become a DO. What are the pre-requirements? Then how do you move on from there?
Well, pretty much, you know, osteopathic medicine versus allopathic, DOs versus MDs. The mindset of, well, DOs just aren't equivalent to MDs has pretty much gone to the wayside because we work side by side.
Yeah.
We do pretty much now all residency programs for whatever medical specialty you're in, family practice, emergency medicine, surgeries. Most of those residencies are allopathic or MD residencies. Mm-hmm. So other than going to an osteopathic medical school, most DOs are doing allopathic or MD residencies. Where I did mine, St. Elizabeth's Hospital in Youngstown, Ohio, Level 1 Trauma Center, 500-bed hospital, allopathic residency, multiple residencies in surgery, general surgery, obstetrics, emergency medicine, internal medicine, family practice, psychiatry, mixture of MDs, DOs. Anymore, the training's pretty much the same. Schooling-wise, you know, we get more hands-on experience. For most people, when they ask me, well, what's the difference between an MD and a DO, I pretty much tell them in the simplest terms, it's like an MD knowing how to do chiropractic manipulation. My understanding of the history of chiropractic care was it was started by a guy named Palmer, who was an actual osteopathic student, who was more in tune with just doing the hands-on medicine that was being taught in osteopathy. He didn't want to deal with all the medicine side of things, so he went off and started his own school called Palmer Chiropractic,
right.
And that is the offshoot of osteopathy is chiropractic medicine.
Yeah, that's pretty much the standard. But you hear people have graduated from Palmer College then of chiropractic, then you know that they have had probably the best training in their field.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, actually, I have been in the Valley since 2001 versus 2002.
Is that right?
Probably have 21 years of urgent care experience. When I finished my residency.
Well, I already updated your website because I said you've been practicing for 20 years. So you said 15 on the website. And then since it says on the better, it's a little typo there. It says 2001. But it's great. 2001.
Well, maybe one. That's how much we update our website. It was that back when it was first created.
Yeah.
I mean, ever since I finished my residency program in family medicine, I started doing urgent care moonlighting in my second year of residency, and I've always just done urgent care since then. So I've got 21 years of urgent care experience.
Wow.
It's kind of the niche that I fell into. Family medicine just wasn't what I wanted to get into after finishing my residency. So, I always liked kind of the walk-in, emergent, urgent type of medicine. Treat them and street them, if you will. But we've developed great relationships with lots of our patients that continue to return to see us.
Yeah.
Of course, see me, as well as my staff at East Main Medical.
Matt,
my PA, has his own following that's starting.
He's is that right?
Yeah. People love to come and see him.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And, you know, so I started East Main Medical in 2014 after working at Bozeman Urgent Care since 2001.
Right. Yes.
The hospital came along and bought it in 2014. And I just didn't want to work for the hospital. And
that's yeah.
Nothing against the hospital. I just, knowing what was going to happen to the urgent care, you know, basically the hospital buys it and they're going to run it the way they want to. And obviously that's their prerogative.
Mm-hmm.
I just figured I would go off and do my own thing, give them a little competition. And it's been great ever since. I mean, no regrets. I haven't woken up one morning yet and thought, damn, I got to go to work today.
Yeah, so, that's great. Yeah. Would you mind pulling the microphone a little closer to you? Just go ahead. Just
better.
Yeah, better because you, well, you have a tendency to cut out. See, you don't have your headphone on. I got the headphone on.
I don't want to listen to my own voice.
Oh, you'll get there once we have a phone call.
Don't anybody call.
Send a text.
Talk to Jacobus.
Send a text. Oh, yeah, that's good.
Oh, speaking of which, I do need 20 to 30 minute updates from one of my staff members on the Wimbledon score, please.
Oh, it's already over.
Don't tell me that.
You mean Serena Williams?
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you, but it's already over.
Get out of here. It started at 7.
Well, it's over.
Oh, shit.
I'm not going to tell you that.
All right, don't, because if it's not what I want to hear, I might have to swear on.
What do you want to hear?
Serena won. Uh-oh. You're not telling me.
You tell me. You tell me. You don't want me to tell you.
All right.
See, somebody's going to call in. Maybe it's Matt who's going to tell you what the score is. I don't know. Oh, boy. That would be funny. So now you have to put your headphones on. Now you're going to hear your own voice. Good morning, caller. Thanks for joining Gesundheit with Jacobus today. You're on the phone with Dr. Peter Sikorski. What's your name? How can we help you?
This is Clint.
Hey, Clint. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning, Pete.
Oh, I know who this is.
Yeah, it's my doctor. He's a good doctor.
Well, good you're still alive. You're still alive, Clint.
Yeah, and yes, he's no spring chicken either.
No.
Yeah, I'm alive, and Pete's made me stay alive.
Oh, come on, Clint.
Well, no. I'll tell you one thing about Pete Jacobus.
Please.
If there's something wrong with you, and he can look at you, and he's a good diagnostician. He can look at you and tell you what the hell's the matter with you. And another thing is, if you need a small operation, he's damn good at that, too.
Yeah, he did. He did my fingers.
Yeah, he did my ear, too.
Oh, your ear?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, well, of course, you know, you squeeze on your ear, and you pretty soon it swells up, and next thing you know, why, you got to go to the doctor.
Mm.
But anyway, I just want to put in a good plug for Pete.
Well, thanks, Clint.
And your establishment is very well managed.
Yes.
You have a nice staff. I've met them. And I think that anybody that has a little thing wrong with them, well, should go see you. My son went and seen you over his bladder and his infection stuff. I'll give you his first name. I won't mention.
No, you better not say anything, Clint.
Yeah.
If your son hears this, he's going to be mad at you.
Well, no, he ain't going to. His first name is Jim, big, tall guy, and he works down at the American Legion. Now, Pete knows who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he did a good job, Pete. He's doing fine.
Well, thanks for the kind words, Clint. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something. We need more of you.
Well, and the one thing you said, too, is my staff is fantastic.
They are. All of them. They're really good. And the thing is, you're like a family practitioner that was 40 years ago. You look at a person, you don't send him to this other guy for another $150 or the next guy for another $150. That's what they did with my wife, Judy, at the hospital. Send her from one doctor to the other doctor to the other doctor. And pretty soon, it's a bunch of crap. When you can take a doctor like yourself and look at you, tell you what the hell's the matter with you. Why do you want to go see five more? Unless it's absolutely necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll try to do my best.
And I appreciate that, and I appreciate you, and I think everybody in this valley that should go see you there on East Main.
All right. That's great, Clint. And I agree with you, Clint. I've been over there myself a few times. And just walking in, the whole energy is very friendly. You just feel there's just a very positive energy in the building.
Well, it's like it used to be.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
I mean, God, he talks to you.
He takes the time.
I'm going to tell you something that you're not going to believe. My wife went up to see her doctor, Mr. Adams.
Yeah.
So I got a little nosy, as you know me, Jacobus.
A little bit, yeah.
I asked the guys there and the girl, how many patients a day do you average here that you see? Well, she says we have 6 or 7 doctors and a few nurse practitioners. And I says, well, okay, how many do you figure here? Over 200 a day.
That's unreal.
Okay, 200 times about 150, and then you got it.
Yes.
That's all I got to say. And Pete is reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
He does a good job on you. He looks at you. He cares for you. And I feel great about Pete.
Well, those are very valuable words, Clint. I really appreciate you called in.
I'm 84 years old, and I've been to various different doctors in my life. And this fella here is a prince, I'll tell you. Thank you.
Well, I'm kind of glad you said it.
We'll see you later.
See you, Clint.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Clint mentioned, I got to take these headphones off. They're driving me nuts.
Oh, yeah. You'll get used to them. Taking me a few years.
You know, Clint said kind of like it used to be. And that's the vibe we try to, you know, give off there.
Treat others the way you want to be treated.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, pretty much any business. You know, people want to be, you know, treated like they want to be treated. And that's the way you should do it. And, you know, we try to kind of have that old-fashioned, you know, walk into the doctor's office, feel like, you know, everybody's glad that you're there. They know you. They know you by name. You know, even though we're not a primary care family practice office,
I mean,
lots of people now use walk-in urgent cares as their source of, you know, go-to medicine, because a lot of times you just can't get in to see your regular doctor if you've got something acute going on.
Yeah.
You know, you just got injured, you got some, you know, whether it's a wound that needs to be attended to or an orthopedic issue or you're just sick, you know, nobody wants to wait, you know, 10 days to 14 days to go
you're
see
right.
the doctor, and they shouldn't have to.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, we try to make it, you know, a fun experience. I mean, there's many times, you know, at our office, the laughter, you know, that's coming out of the rooms and or with my office staff is just unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, we're having fun. We want our patients to have fun. But mostly, you know, we want to make sure that they're getting great health care at an affordable price.
Yeah.
I mean, health care shouldn't have to be as expensive as it's become. And certainly, you know, not the more simple stuff that, you know, we see in, you know, everyday walk-in medicine. You know, you shouldn't have to pay $150 to $200 coming in with a urinary tract infection because, you know, hell, you already know you have one. Pretty much all you need is confirmation and a prescription.
Yes.
You know, and hell, I feel guilty sometimes about what, you know, patients are being charged for simple, straightforward health care. I
mean, yeah.
Hell, I wouldn't want to pay that. So,
you know, that's interesting. I think one of the biggest problems that people have is that it's so expensive. It's almost, you know, there's never a blue light special at the doctor's office. And people feel that they still walk out with more, sometimes with more questions than when they walked in. And they still don't feel better. We're just going to be, you know, I've made jokes and I say doctors are in practice. They're still practicing. They're trying to make it right. And we call people patients because they have to be very patient. They don't know yet if this is going to be success. So how do you come up with these words? I don't know, but I translate them literally, and I say it's interesting that we're called patients. And I feel that you pay. I think part of the problem with the cost, it is what it is, and a lot of it has to do with insurances and liability and all that stuff. But when you look at the cost of medication, that some people have medication that is $5,000, $7,000, $8,000 a month, and they're still not feeling better, But that's what they have to do. And they've been on it for a year, for 5 years. And they can't tell much of a difference. But that's what they're paying, or the insurance pays, and they just have their copayment. And I tell people, too, when they come to my store and they're looking for something, and I say, always buy the small bottle and try it. You should be able to notice within a month, to take enough for 2 weeks up to a month, you should notice something. If you notice, if you follow it the way the bottle says, or if I recommend that they take more or less or something, I still say, if you don't notice any difference in 2 to 3 weeks, nothing, not even 20% better, then this is not your product. They may have come in with the idea that, oh, I read all about it, this is what I want. If it doesn't work for you, then quit taking it. Quit spending your money on it. Get something else. Maybe something else will work better for you. The amount of people who are experimenting with medication and not seeing the results yet. I was put on antibiotics when I came to you because of, and people said, oh, you're going antibiotics. Well, I had something from the ocean that affected me and my finger, and the recommendations from both you and the physician assistant, Matt, said the research shows that ocean caused problems, or fish, or rocks, or moss, or something. Doxycycline has shown to be the best effect. Now, after 6 days, my fingers, the swelling had come down, and there was no more pain and pressure. So obviously, whatever you gave me worked. And I am not against taking medication, but I think there should be a begin date and an end date. And it doesn't seem that many people are taking medication for a certain period of time. I knew a gentleman, he was 92, and he was blind. And he happened to, and I may have told the story over here, but he had pain in his shoulder. He banged in, he banged into one of the door frames, and it just hurt his shoulder. And he asked me if I had anything in the store to maybe put on that. So I suggested something, and he said, well, does that affect my medication? I said, I looked at him and I said, what medication are you on at 92? And he said, blood pressure medication. I said, you have high blood pressure? I said, you're blind? You're laying on a couch listening to books on tape? I said, what about high blood pressure? And he said, well, I don't know. That's what the doctor gave me. I said, how long have you been on this? And he kind of tilted his head to his wife, and she said, how long have I been on this medication? She said, 45 years. I said, you were 47. You were running a company. You had 2,000 employees. You're laying on a couch listening to books on tape. I don't think. I said, I would go back to that doctor and tell him you want to quit. And he kind of smiled and he said, well, I don't think he's alive anymore. I said, well, but that kind of stuff, people go on medication. The average U.S. person, people living in this country, over 65, the average person takes 8 medications. Oh, after 65. So if somebody doesn't take them, like Clint, I don't know how many Clint takes, but it means somebody else is taking his pills. And I think that is, there has to be a standard, there has to be a limit, there has to be healing happening on a different level than just prescribing medication that costs a lot of money.
Yeah, well, I mean, and hey, there are people that need medications to
absolutely
control their health problems, but sure. Yeah, we see lots of people who probably are on 2 medications.
We got to go take a break. See, you don't have your headphone on, so you don't hear the music play. I got 10 seconds. So we're going to be right back with Dr. Pete Sikorski. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to improve your life? It all starts here on Gesundheit with Jacobus. Health Talk Radio.